Hello, good afternoon. My name is Rob Chang from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events at this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this city?
What city do you mean?
In Florida.
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote? Almost always,
always vote?
Vote. Always vote. Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm 64.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. General speaking, do you feel things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Wrong direction. In the elections for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I would vote Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Now, I'd like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them or a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Florida Power and Light, or FPL. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
You're asking about an electric company?
Yes. How do you feel towards them?
I don't have any feelings about it.
Thank you. And for Walt Disney World? You feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Thank you. For Joe Biden, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis, are you feeling very favorable, somewhat favorable,
somewhat unfavorable?
Greg Paul, do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable? Greg Paul. Greg Paul.
Greg Paul. I don't know who that is.
Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Anna Eskimani, are you feeling very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Planned Parenthood, are you feeling very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
favorable.
The National Rifle Association, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Rick Scott, do you feel very favorable,
somewhat unfavorable?
Thank you. Moving on, thinking about the job Anes Kemani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
And if the elections for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote for re-elect Anna Eskimani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely
vote to re-elect?
Okay, thank you. If the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie Mercer Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Jessica Powell.
Thank you. And if the elections for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Eskimani, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Eskimani.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled the Amendment for Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by a patient's health care provider. This amendment doesn't change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would support it, yes.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Fighting crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, reducing the cost of insurance, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, protecting our air and water, creating jobs and improving wages, or lowering inflation?
You want me to pick one from that list?
Yes, the most important.
Well, there are a lot of things on that list. I think I would affordable housing.
Affordable housing. And which is the most important issues? Fighting crime and protecting the public, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, reducing the cost of insurance, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, protecting our air and water, creating jobs and improving wages, or lowering inflation?
I would like to lower inflation.
Lowering inflation. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Improving our public schools, expanding and modernizing public transportation, protecting the rights of renters, lowering the burden of property taxes, reducing crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, or creating jobs and important wages?
For the local government?
Yes, for the local government.
I think we should lower property taxes.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Improving our public schools, expanding and modernizing public transportation, protecting the right of renters, reducing crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, or creating jobs and improving wages?
Creating jobs.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for a state representative for each one. Please tell me which candidate would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one, okay? Which one you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community, or a candidate who says that the more ideology puts on our children at risk to groomers and other predators?
What was the second thing?
Yes, a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators.
No, I don't believe that, no.
You're going with the first one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenged them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out. Which one you'll be more likely to support?
Okay, what was the first one again?
Yes, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenged them to lower the rates and justify their rate increases.
Okay, I'll go with that one. That one.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is a party of socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country, or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist, and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections?
The second one.
Thank you. Which one are you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports protecting parents' right to remove books or lessons plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children, or a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers, or parents in control of our kids' education?
What was the first one again?
Yes, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't
not that
reinforce...
One. The second one.
Thank you. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting a candidate for state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effects at all on your decision? Here's the first one. While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Anas Kamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicines, and small business create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on you?
That's somewhat convincing.
Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Did you say they want to defund the police?
Yes.
No, I'm not convinced by that.
Greg Poole will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Could you say it again, please?
Yes. Greg Poole will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age.
Okay, I'm not convinced, no.
Anna Eskimani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
That's somewhat convincing.
Anna Eskimani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
He has no control over that. No, I'm not convinced.
Anna Eskimani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to pay for health care and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
It's somewhat convincing.
Anna Eskimani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out of state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on you?
Okay, you're saying they want to limit the out-of-state real estate companies?
Correct.
I would like that, yes. Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for state represent, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting that candidate, only some doubts, or will have virtually no effect on all your decisions. Here's the first one. Greg Paul is an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues everyday families in Central Florida deal with every day. Is this gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect on you?
It has some doubts.
Anna Scamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students. Is this give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect on you?
Wait a minute, you're saying Askamani wants to give sexual material to children?
Yes.
Are you asking me if that's true?
No, if you have some doubts, serious doubts, or no effect on their data statement.
Oh, I doubt that. I don't believe that's true. No, I don't believe that.
Serious doubt. Well, Greg Paul is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida family struggles to make ends meet. Is gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect?
I'm still not sure what you're asking me. Are you asking me if that statement is true?
If you give you some doubts about voting or for that candidate.
I'm not going to vote for him, so I guess it gives me doubts.
Okay. Anna Scamani wants to defund the police, discriminate marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals. And please give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect about voting for her.
It has no effect.
Greg Paul stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights. This gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect for voting for him?
I have some doubts. I would not vote for him.
Greg Paul is the hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee Love who fought to give Ms. Mage Insurance Company a $3 billion tax handout, not great relief for families. This give you a serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect?
It has some doubts.
Anna Scamani was one of only two legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement with the Israel and Hamas war. This give you some doubts, or no effect for voting for her?
It has no effect.
Anna Scamani is a vulgar woman who confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state. This gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect for you?
Has no effect.
Greg Paul and the Republican Party. Okay, thank you. Greg Paul and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Scamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society. This gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on the voting for him?
I would not vote for that, no.
Serious doubts, no. Greg Paul is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war like banning books that find real solutions for affordability crisis harming families in Central Florida deal with every day. Is this gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or it gives you no effects for voting under him?
I have some doubts.
Extremist Republicans like Rick Paul will not stop a 6-week ban abortion. They will continue restricting women's ability to make her own health care decision, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely. This gives you these serious doubts, some doubts, or gives you no effect?
Serious doubts.
And if the elections for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Eskamani, the Democrat, which one would you vote for?
Eskamani.
Eskamani. Moving on, what is your primary source for national and political news? Talk radio, local newspaper, internet-based news source, social media apps or services, cable news networks, local networks,
cable news.
Like CBS, cable news. Okay. From which network would you say you get the most of your news? Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, OANN, or Newsmax?
CNN and MSNBC.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last radar degree that you have completed in school?
Sixteen.
I mean, 0 to 11th grade high school degree, 12 or some college vocational degree, college degree, postgraduate degree, like master's, PhD, law.
I have a college MD. Degree.
College degree. Do you, any children under the age of 18 live in your home? Yes or no?
No. No.
And what is your religion?
Catholic.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.